Jesse Stone, Gino Fish said when Jesse entered his office. What an unexpected pleasure. To what do I owe the honor? Jesse smiled. He also nodded to Vinnie Morris, who was leaning against the wall behind Gino's desk, listening to an iPod through a pair of earbuds. I need a favor, Jesse said.
A favor? How unusual. Might I ask what kind of favor?
Jesse took the opportunity to sit on the chair in front of Gino's desk. Gino had on a classic navy Ralph Lauren suit, a pale blue shirt, and a light gray tie that matched his sallow complexion. His piercing brown eyes saw everything and revealed nothing. A kid got killed in a Fleabag motel in South Paradise, Jesse said. In all likelihood by one of her customers.
A prostitute?
Yes.
Ah, Gino said. I don't really see how I can be of any help to you, Jesse Stone. I don't hold much truck with prostitution.
Although he was widely feared and in no way hesitant to resolve issues violently, Gino had been known to decry the world's oldest profession, which he considered soulless. Jesse glanced at Vinny, who had been staring at him. Vinny nodded almost imperceptibly. The investigation has hit a dead end, Jesse said. Gino didn't say anything. She was just a kid, Gino.
Exactly what service is it that you want me to provide?
I need to gain some traction. I need a start point. I'd hate to see this kid buried in an unmarked grave. Somewhere she must have a family that's in the dark about her fate. I'd like to find that family and give it closure.
Why?
Because it's the right thing to do. Gino stood.
I admire your good intentions, Jesse Stone. I wish I could help you, but alas, it's not in my power to do so.
A name, Gino.
It's always a pleasure to see you, Gino said.
Vinny came off the wall and escorted Jesse out of the building.